Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Thank you for listening. It's Tuesday, December 6th, and you're listening to Morning Edition on WVI. Unity Point Health recommends that patients reserve a time slot online rather than walking in, only to have to wait in a long line. That includes clinics in Bettendorf, Moline, and Muscatine. A Unity Point spokeswoman in the Quad Cities says Express Care clinics will continue to accept walk-in patients. The recommendation is due to a surge in respiratory virus infections such as COVID-19, RSV, and the flu. Unity Point says reserving a time slot will help guarantee patients will see a healthcare provider, and it will reduce the number of people in waiting rooms. Those who need urgent care appointments can reserve a time slot online at unitypoint.org. In addition, daily from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m., adults 18 and older in Iowa can use virtual urgent care and smart exam options via MyUnityPoint. For other health concerns, Unity Point encourages patients to call primary care providers first to see if they can make a same-day or next-day appointment. Only one day left to vote for CNN's Hero of the Year. On the list includes Augie alum Nelly Shaboy, co-founder of TechLit Africa. It collects and ships donated computers from the U.S. to rural Kenyan schools. Shaboy says the computers are used by students to learn how to code and build websites.
So I started TechLit Africa because I saw the opportunities that we could get with technology. So I was thinking about teaching people in rural Kenya, teaching them digital skills enough for them to work remotely all over the world.
10 contestants are up to win $100,000 as CNN's Hero of the Year. She'd spend the money on living wages for the staff of TechLit Africa who currently volunteer. Shaboy says the contest publicity has increased computer and cash donations for shipping, but also gave her a boost of confidence.
Entrepreneur, you go through a lot of no's, rejection, self-doubt. For so long, I was doing TechLit Africa. I wasn't getting any kind of traction or getting the support that we needed to make this happen. It was really hard. But then to get that kind of recognition, I realized like actually it takes a lot of no's. It takes a lot of just showing up and trying all you could because the yes are really...
Nelly is 29 years old and is also on the 2022 Forbes 30 Under 30 in the social impact category. The deadline to vote for CNN Hero of the Year is today at 10 p.m. Central Time. The website is CNNHeroes.com. And in sports, the Fighting Illini football team announced that it will play the Mississippi State Bulldogs in the ReliaQuest Bowl. The Illini and Bulldogs both finished the regular season with an 8-4 overall record. This will be the Illini's 20th bowl game in program history. The ReliaQuest Bowl will be played in Tampa, Florida on Monday, January 2nd at 11 a.m. This is WVIK Quad Cities NPR. Good morning.